The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world.
Money, News money, Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. So glad you're joining us this morning. I have Stephanie Dodson and Steve Gerlach in the studio from Emerald Coast Coins. We always have a lot of fun when these guys come in. Check them out at online at emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're on the Facebooks, or you can just go by and check out their amazing shop at 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola. Give them a call, 473-1515. Guys, how are y'all doing this morning?
Pretty good. You've got to stay and come by and visit Duncan, too, because he's there every day now.
Yes.
Yep, Duncan's there every day.
Everybody likes Duncan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, America runs on Duncan. I didn't get paid for that, but I do eat their donuts and drink their coffee. All right, so Steve, we didn't get to see you on the last show, but we had Stephanie in here and we had a really good time because Pensacon was going on.
Oh,
man, so tell me, what was your favorite part of Pensacon, Stephanie?
Oh, I got to meet Ron Perlman.
Nice.
He was amazing.
Mm-hmm, the old Hellboy.
Yes, that was my best part, and I just got to go shopping and just get stuff for my little niece and stuff, and my son, so that was fun.
What about the costumes? What about the cosplay?
I love the cosplay and the costumes. I like people watching, so
oh, yeah.
That was always that's always fun.
What I was thinking of is like if there was, I'm sure there's a Walmart somewhere close to the Bay Center, and I just wonder like, you know, maybe grandma and grandpa that don't really know that Pensacon's going on, they're going to Walmart, maybe they're in the food snack court there and they're eating, and then all of a sudden stormtroopers walk by and then, you know, somebody dressed like Hellboy walks by and they're like, "What, honey, what's going on?
What is this?"
Yeah, or they go to the airport and they're like, "Who are all these people? Why is everything like a spaceship around
exactly.
here?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they just stop off at the Whataburger down there and they're like, "What is going on?"
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm pretty sure Darth Maul is at the Whataburger right now getting a cheesy double.
The little Jawas walking around.
Yeah. It's like, can I get fries with that? Ooh, teeny. And it's like, what? All right. Getting back on track here. Emerald Coast Coins. Check them out online, emeraldcoastcoins.com. And, so much going on in the world. I've talked to a lot of investment portfolio managers and people like that on the show here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And they always talk about gold and silver as an investment strategy. And a lot of people are sort of mixed on it, but what's going on with gold and silver right now?
They are up right now.
Really?
Gold and silver are now. Silver's still not at, like, I would say where it should be. Silver's at a little like $24.40-ish right now, but gold is at $2,150, like the highest.
Ooh,
yeah, it's never been this high before.
No.
What's happening? What's the reason for this?
You would ask.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm not a finance type person. You know, I wouldn't know investments and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of reactive to the strength of the dollar sometimes or the stock market. So, but I think a lot of it's driven by other things, you know.
The world in general.
Yeah, it's kind of, sometimes it can be a little inflated, but sometimes it can be deflated. Like silver is way undervalued right now. Way back when, the standard was 80-1, 80 ounces of silver equals 1 ounce of gold.
Hmm.
That was, you know, right now we're at, you know, what, 100 ounces of silver equals 1 ounce of gold, roughly.
Yeah. Yep. So we're just trying to see, like, we're just trying to figure out why it's so high. We don't know, but we're rolling with it and we're going with it. Yep.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of people come in when they see the prices of gold and silver and they just kind of come to you and like, hey, you know, I want to buy.
We have people coming in buying and selling right now. Again, it's the highest it's ever been. So people are turning in what they've had for a long time and getting their money out of it.
Yeah. You know, it's six, you know, some of them have had it for a long time. When I'm saying like, you know, in the 70s or early 80s when it was hardly anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're cashing in and they're making money, you know, and. You know, I always tell everybody, you know, it's not a quick turnaround type thing. You know, you got to, you know,
sit on it
for a while and make your move at the right time. Don't expect to buy now and then sell a week later and make money. You're going to lose money. That's that simple, unless it really spikes, which, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. When I opened the store, goal was $275 an ounce. That was back in
2002. That's when
Garrett was 2002. Playing, yeah. You know, and, you know, looking at it now, it's almost, you know, 10 times that.
So those people who bought when it first opened, if they're turning around selling it now, they're definitely, you know, making a buck.
I was going to say, who in their right mind would want to pay $275 for an ounce of gold? It's just ridiculous. Mm. You know, why would you waste your money on something like that?
Exactly.
Look at them now.
Yeah. And what's your favorite form of gold? I know a lot of people, they invest in gold and then they never even see it. It's held somewhere off site. Like, I want to play with my gold.
Yeah, my favorite form of gold is the one I can hold, touch, feel.
Exactly.
I strongly recommend the American Gold Eagles. Mm. The reason for that, there's no tax liabilities. When I say tax liabilities, you can buy or sell in any amount of quantity. There's no taxes on it. Mm. Foreign gold, you got to break the $500 limit first to avoid sales tax.
In the state of Florida.
And when you go to sell... there's tax liabilities. If you sell too much at one time, then you got to get a 1099 and turn it in for the IRS.
Right.
But that's not when any of the U.S. stuff, no tax liabilities on gold or silver eagles.
That's where you just got to do your research online and get all your information there before you start doing your investing into all that stuff. Because that's the stuff, you know, again, that's the stuff we're not yet into. So we don't really look into all that kind of stuff.
And, you know, we buy a lot of scrap gold and jewelry and stuff like that, you know. Mm. You kind of got to be careful, you know. I mean, these traveling road shows come through town all the time, and there was one here recently. And, you know, the sales pitch they had on their ad was, well, you know, we encourage you to shop around, which is, I've been doing that for years. Now everybody's starting to play on me because I've been doing it so long. They're running shows like I do, so forth and so on. But anyway, they said, bring back their quote, and we'll pay you 20% more. Well, why couldn't they pay that much to begin with, you know?
Right.
First of all, someone comes in and just asks me what it's worth, and I tell them, they say, will you give me that in writing? I said, no. You know, that's my, you know, if you want it in writing, it'll cost you $75. That's an appraisal, you know?
Right.
But, you know, if someone can't beat me out right, you know, why?
Right.
Which we've never given out. We've just never given out our, you know, without our paying for it, we've never given out our stuff in writing anyways. So,
you know, I mean, I do appraisals all the time, and it's written usually for insurance purposes or, you know, something like that.
Right.
But, you know,
it takes time to do that.
I encourage people.
It takes time.
Yeah.
I tell them, I says, go shop around.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell them you saw me. See what they offer you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they usually come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to walk into a place and say, well, they offer me, you know, X amount of dollars for this. Well, I'll give you $50 more than that right now. Well, they already know what I offered, so they know they can beat it, you know, or try to beat it.
Right.
So, you know, if they can't do that all right on their own, then that's a place to beware of.
Mm. And you mentioned before, a lot of people are starting to bring in their old unused gold.
Yep.
If you have stuff like that, you want to take down to 1811 Creighton Road. Get there a little bit before... Before
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock's cut off.
Yeah. You know, we had... you know, people come in like right after four, and they, you know, they come in with like a handful of jewelry, and we're like, you know, not only does it take time because we have to test the jewelry, we have to do paperwork on the jewelry for the police department, especially right now with things so volatile in the gold and silver market, we're still buying or selling the gold and silver coins and, you know, whatnot, bullion. 90% silver, like up until closing time a lot. Mm. And just because we have a moment of peace right now, the jewelry takes a lot of that chunk of time. So we have to give a cutoff for the jewelry because that will take a lot of time when we really need to be focusing on that kind of stuff too. So we have to give cutoffs for the jewelry or we would be there back in before 2020. We would be there when it was just Dad, Bub, and I, we would be there till almost 6 o'clock at night some nights just inputting stuff when it got really crazy.
Wow.
The first time it hit close to 2,000, we would be there till late. It was just the three of us. And that's when we, one, stopped working Saturdays. And
yeah,
two,
I was gonna say, we went from 6 days a week to 5 days a week.
we would be there till like 6 o'clock at night inputting the jewelry into the system for the police department. And that's when we were like, we're putting in a cutoff. We cannot do jewelry up until close.
Let's talk. I just want to talk about that briefly. We can come back to it if you want.
No,
but how you work with law enforcement here in town?
It's a requirement. You know, we have to. It's called Leads Online, and we do it on a computer. And you know, we input all information from their driver's license. We put in the data of what it is we buy. We take pictures of it and send it all in. We did one a couple weeks ago, and within 10 minutes, a cop showed up at our store.
Yep. Wow. They called us. They were they called us within like a few minutes, and they were like, "Are they still there? Like, this is a person we're actively looking for."
Wow.
They stole from another person, and they were like, "We'll be there in a few minutes to get like pictures and videos." I'm like, "We were like, dude, no problem. We've got it all pulled. We are here to help you."
Exciting.
So we gave them. We were like, "Whoa, that was so cool!" Like within minutes, like it popped up in their information system.
Yeah.
Mind blown that it works so quick. And it works that quickly, Leads Online. And it's not just in Florida. It's all over the country.
Yeah, it Leads Online is nationwide. I've had calls from, I think, Pennsylvania one time where I bought some flatware or something like that from somebody.
Yep.
And it was theirs, you know. So, you know, we get stuff back to them.
Yeah. And Texas. We had some from Texas once, too.
That's right,
because we had to go to Texas. Like, we were going to Texas, and we were for a show, and we were able to return it to the people in Texas.
Very cool.
It's crazy how amazing that system works.
Awesome. If you have questions today, let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. I'm your host, Jake Walker, joined by Steve and Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. Check them out online, emeraldcoastcoins.com, for all things coins, collecting, and numismatism. There's that word.
That.
I love that word. This is the only chance I really get to use it, so I'm going to use it. Numismatism. Love it. So we talked about Pensacom. We talked about gold and silver. There's one thing I really wanted to talk about today, and that you guys aren't just radio personalities, right? You guys do a little visual work as well on the tubes,
yeah,
right?
Blab TV. We've been doing that probably just about as long as we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I was apprehensive at it. First time, I think Stephanie and I did it on our own blind.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, we kind of stumbled through it for the first 30 minutes, and we tripped over our tongue more than once. Mm.
We're pros at it now.
I have no idea what that's like. I really don't. I was a natural, just, you know, like a baby to water.
I just knew
what to do.
So but actually, we get a lot of people, and a lot of people to see. They're channel surfing, mm-hmm. and they see it, and they stop and look at it. And, I mean, it just brings in a lot. And I'll walk into a store, and someone will say, "There's that guy from Blab TV."
Yeah. Just like, "I heard her on the radio."
So for those like me, I wasn't very familiar with Blab TV. Is that's local cable access?
Yes.
Okay, so channel
6.
6.
On Cox.
Okay, all right, CoxNet. Okay, cool.
I don't know what it is on the other, on Mediacom. I don't know what it is. Mm.
It's just another way of advertising. Like I said, we've been doing it for years now. And then, you know, every now and then I think about, you know, well, this advertising went on for a long, maybe I'll drop it, and then, bam, someone comes, "Well, I just saw your show on TV. Or, you know, I advertise with Ice Flyers, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that cost me a couple of bucks. I get tickets to the games and everything, but still, you know, it's not cheap. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm going to drop that. Well, twice now this year, someone's come in, I have the big banner across the top of the scoring tower there that's in there, and people come in for that, you know. So I said, well, maybe I'll hang on to it a little while longer.
I did notice that when I went to my first match there. I was like, oh, there's Emerald Coast Coins.
Yeah.
Love it, you know. Love that. So, and it was funny because as soon as I sat down and got my seat and I looked up and I saw your sign, that was right about the time the fight broke out. It was just
fist fighting. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. That's what my Garrett loves about the Ice Flyers is all the fights.
It's like WWE meets hockey. It's really
literally
cool.
The best thing ever.
And I love that the lighting director like brought the lights down and had some music going, and there was like lights flashing. I'm like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, ow, that was that dude's face. But yeah, it happens. Hockey, you know, it's a very they get heated out there even on the ice. Blab TV, that's a 30-minute program, and kind of like what we're doing here, but just
in a visual form.
Do you guys bring some of the products, the coins and things, and show them?
So we actually film it in our shop.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
amazing.
They
come right to, you know, I mean.
During business hours.
There's customers wandering around and everything, so,
it's
you
like
know.
Pawn Stars in a way.
Yeah, we're
like,
kind of,
yeah.
But, you know, we're real.
Exactly.
Not scripted.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. When I found out that show wasn't real, I was like, aw.
Yeah.
Well, they had me going.
Yeah, those people are set up before they come in, you know.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, you know, the dogs are there, so, you know, people are playing with the dogs and, you know, just, you know, what we do.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a fun show.
What was that? What was the thing? We had this lady come to the store this morning with some stuff she bought.
Oh, so this, we had a person come into the store this morning, just random, and she bought stuff off of one of the websites that they make everything look beautiful and presentable, and they mm-hmm. have nice little wooden boxes and packaging. And when you buy stuff like that from whatever website you buy it from, not like the regular usmint.gov, you pay an exorbitant amount of money. And a lot of people don't realize that when you're paying money, you're paying for the presentation mm-hmm. of the stuff.
Yep.
And she was very upset to... disappointed probably to learn that you're paying more for the presentation than the actual cost of the coins.
Right.
And
there's a lot of markup. You know, I mean, yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's, you got to be careful what you buy. If it's on TV and they're selling it, and there's another show that runs on TV and he sells these three coins for four coins for $899 yeah. bucks, mm-hmm. you know, and they're nice common date BU Morgans, and we sell them for a whole lot less.
Yeah, and I, you know, and it's just, we, you know, we all sit up late and we watch TV and we're like, oh, that looks really good. Mm-hmm. I want to buy it.
Right.
So we get those little sticky fingers and we buy things.
Mm-hmm. We had this guy come, this is years ago, I had a guy come in the store, and, you know, he bought a lot of mint and proof sets online. And, I mean, when I told him what I was paying for him, he says, wow, that's not anywhere near what I paid for it. Mm-hmm. He says, well, what did you do? He says, well, I was up one night drinking beer about 1 o'clock in the morning, and this thing came on TV and I thought it was good, so I bought it. Yep. So there's your problem. Drinking beer at 1 in the morning, buying coins, just don't go together.
Yeah, like, the best decisions aren't made at that time.
No, and I, you know, and that's like, we always try to educate, and a lot of times it's not, you know, it's a lot of times it's older folks, and I, mm-hmm. I don't like to put that out there, but a lot of times it is older folks that buy these things because they're thinking of their family and, well, I just want to pass right. it down or whatever, and then they end up getting taken for a lot more money, and it really, really sucks. But you know, the best advice I can always give is to try and, you know, I always say try and, you know, call local, even if it's not us, call locally and get some information from anybody who's local to your area
right.
about what things cost locally. Mm. And I think we always talk about this in general, shopping locally is better anyways. It keeps the money local, it keeps the money in town, it
right.
you know, it keeps it to our area,
and you get to hold the item in your hand, you know,
immediately.
Not,
yeah,
not mm-hmm. wait for a week to get it in the mail.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay for that shipping and handling.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. My guests this morning, Steve and Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. Check them out at emeraldcoastcoins.com or go by their amazing shop at 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola, 473-1515. If you got jewelry or some gold you want to let them look at, get there before 4 p.m. Earlier the better, because they could be filming a TV show right there in the shop. You do not know. You can also check them out on Blab TV. Is there a particular day you guys do that?
It's just random.
Random times?
Yeah, it's random when it comes up. The day we, like when we record the show, it's usually, I think, on like, we try to do it like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, I think, is when we
That's
record what, it.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I thought it was Thursday. But
I could be, I have, it's been a while.
Whatever, yeah, it's
we're
been a while.
We're way past due to record one.
We need to get a new one. A lot of changes have been made.
Well, Steve, you know, it's getting warm out there. Spring is on the way. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be wanting to be combing the beach, looking for valuables. Do you see an uptick in metal detector sales at this time?
No, actually, I haven't done, the sales have slowed down and I haven't really pushed it that much. You know, mm-hmm. I haven't even been out in eons, you know, but, you know, I had a gentleman in the store the other day and I was telling him, you know, way back when, not at Johnson's Beach, that's federal property, but to the right towards Perdido, you know, mm-hmm. We couldn't metal detect out there because if you got out there, the condo people would run you off because you're on their property.
Oh,
well, you know,
that's their beachfront.
Well, you know, I think it was Jeff Burgosh found out that when this county sold that property, they retained 75 feet from the water line up the beach that is theirs. Mm. So lo and behold, that's wide open property now. So, you know, you can go out there and metal detect at Perdido. They can't throw you off that part of the beach. It's not theirs. It's the county's. And I don't know if anybody's gone out there yet or not. You know, I would think that's kind of like untapped territory for metal detecting because right. for the longest time you couldn't go out there unless you were staying in one of the condos out there or something. So, you know, it's got potential out there.
But Johnson's Beach is still off.
Oh, yeah, Johnson Beach is National Seashore. You can't go on Johnson Beach at all. Mm. Anything that's not federal property, you can't go on it.
Right. Mm.
Well, I want to let everybody know listening right now that this really doesn't have much to do with your business, but I do have a pair of tickets. Do you guys like opera? Have you ever seen an opera at the Sanger?
I've never seen an opera at the
Well, you'll have to get your phone out because you might be the person that calls in. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can do that, but
probably not.
I do have a pair of tickets to Pensacola Opera's De Fledermaus. It's a German operetta. We had the artistic director from Pensacola Opera on here yesterday for the show, and it really sounded awesome. So I've got a pair of tickets. I got to give them away. So I figured you guys would oblige me and let me do that. So if you're listening, somebody's already calling in. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it over the break because I have to get a lot of information from you. So stay tuned. Right as we about to go to the Fox News break, I will open up the phone lines and get that in. And if you're
gotta wait your turn,
yeah, you have to. If you're caller number three after we get done with this segment here, I'll do it right before Fox News. So the Sunbelt Conference is in town at the Bay Center. Do you guys see a lot of sports memorabilia or anything, valuable with sports?
I see people
collecting?
Bring in stuff, but we don't do sports memorabilia, that's not our forte.
Right.
But I do see people bring stuff in all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about it except that I like Troy Aikman and I like Emmitt Smith and I like the Kelce brothers.
Well, who doesn't love the Kelce brothers?
Oh my gosh.
I don't get to see enough of them.
My cousin's daughter in Texas, his daughter lives in Dallas. She's a volleyball coach. Mm-hmm. She taught Troy Aikman's daughter, and God, I can't remember the other one's daughter.
I can't remember.
But, Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was.
She has carte blanche to any of the Dallas games in the suites.
Oh, nice.
Because, and she said Troy Aikman is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He, he'll sit there and he'll sign autographs for a couple hours, and then when he's done, he goes and sneaks down into the stadium and he pulls his ball cap down kind of low over his forehead and sits there and watches the game. But he's a really wonderful guy.
Awesome.
Oh, I like Lauren Steins too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get that in there. Not that he lives here anymore.
I was at a high school game at my high school, which, up in rural Tennessee. And I don't know if you remember Hacksaw Reynolds. Do you remember him?
I know
from
the
NFL?
Yeah.
He came to see one of our games. He's actually from I think he had family in that area. And once the word got out that Hacksaw was in the stands, everybody just bombarded him and rushed him. He didn't even get to see the game. He was just sitting there. He signed autographs for probably 3 hours. So a lot of those guys, if you get to meet them, they're just so warm and friendly, and they'll give you the shirt off their back and sign it.
Most
so.
Of them are. Every now and then you get a few that are kind of I'm trying to remember who we saw was kind of uppity, but it's been so long I don't remember who.
I mean, Kenny Smith, but he's a basketball player.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's still sports.
Yep.
Yeah. I almost got hit in the road by Deion Sanders. He almost hit me with his car. I was leaving a Braves game with my dad, and I was going to start crossing the street, and out of the back of the stadium, here comes Deion. Neon Deion in, I think it was a Porsche. Porsche, and man, he was cruising it. He was booking it, and my dad just grabbed the back of my coat just in time to get me out of the road, or he would have probably run over me. And I was like, Dad, we could have had a really good settlement going. And he's like, I don't know, son. He was going pretty fast. You probably wouldn't have lived through that one. So. But when he passed, I was just like, Hey, Neon! And he actually turned around and waved, and I thought that was the coolest.
That is the coolest thing. I love him too.
Somebody wants to know, when do the 2024 proofs come out?
Proof sets?
Yeah, they're running them later this year.
Let's see.
They keep changing their schedule.
They have changed a lot of things. Let's see if I can pull it up and tell you. I know, right? Oh my gosh, let's see if I can read it. I don't have glasses on. I don't know when they come out, however. Proof set 2024, March 14th.
Oh.
That's early.
Yeah, it is. Hmm. Next week.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, next week.
Is that that?
Oh, yeah.
Is it that week? Next week or this week?
That is next week. For the regular proof sets, that's what they asked for, the regular proof sets?
I'm guessing so.
Yeah, they didn't say silver. So
Silver will be a little bit later.
Yeah, silver's a little bit later. So next week, they'll come out. We have them on auto ship, so we should have them within the next following week or so. Oh, my gosh, it's 10:30.
It goes by quick, doesn't
Jeez.
It? All right.
1811 Creighton Road.
1811 Creighton Road. Give them a call, 473-1515. Stephanie and Steve, thank you so much for being here. Go check them out at emeraldcoastcoins.com and
on Facebook.
Yes, on the Facebooks and all the socials. Be caller number three right now, and you get tickets to De Fledgermaus at the Pensacola Opera at the Sanger coming up. Don't go anywhere.